KTVB News Time, 7:53, 66 degrees in Longview, 67 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me, Texas, with KTVB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. How dare anyone, least of all someone dispatched by Donald Trump, presume to investigate how our tax money gets spent? That's exactly what Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, is doing, and the Democrats are coming unglued. Elon Musk is working for the Trump administration gratis, and he's heading up an ad hoc government agency, committee, initiative. Call it whatever you want. It goes by DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. It's not really a department in the strict sense of the word, but that doesn't matter. Elon Musk is bringing to light the federal government's horrific stewardship of our money. And right now, he's focused on the United States Agency for International Development, a.k.a. USAID. Like most federal programs, USAID started with great intentions. President John F. Kennedy wanted to organize U.S. foreign aid under a single agency. The agency's principal mandate was to provide disaster and poverty relief to nations around the world who might otherwise have sought such relief from the Soviet Union, and in so doing fall under Soviet domination. But also, like most federal programs, USAID has mutated into something far removed from its founding vision, and Elon Musk is on it. Time is simply too short for an exhaustive listing of the ways that USAID is wasting your money while mocking your core values, but here's a short list. $446,000 to promote the expansion of atheism in Nepal. $3.3 million to normalize being LGBTQ in the Caribbean. How about this gem? $1 million to help disabled people in Tajikistan to become climate leaders. 3.6 billion condoms, having a price tag of $118.6 million, spread around about 60 countries around the world. $55,750 for a presentation led by female and LGBTQ journalists warning about the impact of climate change in Argentina. Or $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala. The list is truly endless, and it is truly astonishing how much of it is tied in one way or another to either sex or climate change. And it's equally astonishing how little of it is tied to disaster relief, poverty relief, or indeed anything connected to American national interest. So here's the question: when did you vote for any of this crap? When did Obama or Biden or Bush or Clinton or anybody tell us that this was going on? As for the Democrats, their attitude is, how dare we question it? Here's a short montage of them melting down Wednesday over Elon Musk asking on our behalf.
We will see you in the courts, in Congress, in the streets. Elon Musk is a Nazi nutball baby.
It is time for us to shine. It is time for us to be heard.
Is seizing power from the American people. We are here to fight back.
This is what now passes for policy debate among Democrats. USAID is one agency. There are hundreds. Probably a good thing that Elon Musk is now sleeping at the office. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, so you need to get the team together. You need to get everybody in the same room to roll out new products and initiatives, set priorities, hash out the best strategy to solve a strategic problem, or just get everybody pulling on the oars together. So I have a recommendation. Get out of the office and hold your key meeting on the estate at Keepersall. Why? Well, because there's no better place in East Texas. Keepersall has meeting spaces with full AV support. If you have troops coming in from out of town, there are beautiful overnight accommodations. Need to break for lunch, of course. That's no problem. And to wrap wrap it all up with cocktails and dinner? Well, you're right there on the property with one of the finest dining experiences in all of Texas. And all of it's against the backdrop of a beautiful wine estate that has been judged the best in Texas for the second year in a row at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. To learn more about meetings and retreats at the wine estate at Keepersall, visit keepersall.com/meetings, KIEPERSOL.com/meetings.